the end of my patience with you.
Oh, be quiet, old man. No one cares what you think anymore.
Silence! I am your father, and I demand respect. But since I am unable to get through to you, I have decided to take strong measures. I have sent to the United States to enlist the services of what is known as a motivational speaker. Perhaps he can succeed where I have failed. He's been in the basement all morning chewing on coca leaves. Please give your undivided attention to Signor Matt Foley.
Hola, niños. Me llamo Matt Foley. Y yo soy un motivational speaker. Yo tengo 35 años. Yo soy tres divorciado. Y yo vivo en Van cerca de un río.
Señor Foley, if you will excuse me, both my children and myself speak excellent English.
Padre, dame un favor y cállate su grande yapper. Muchachos, yo comprendo que ustedes beben tequila, woo, fuman marijuana y bailan el flamenco. Canto Rio. Pronto ustedes flamenco en un van cerca de un río.
Señor Foley, where'd you study Spanish? Taco Bell?
Muy cómico. Dios freaking mío. Es un regular Paul Rodriguez? Mi ojo's not too good. Es Paul Rodriguez? Huh? Es Paul Rodriguez? No?
Señor Foley, with respect, I think you are simply confusing my children.
Dad, kindly shut your damn flannel!
Now, kids, in my next part of my talk, I'm gonna be laying some heavy concepts on you. So from here on out, I'm gonna dispense with the Espanol and continue with the English. Because my Spanish ain't so good since I gave up drugs.
Good idea.
All righty then. Now, you have bull fights down here, am I right, young fella?
See?
Well, then get up here. Let's do a little role plan. Now, I'm the bull, see? And I represent the troubles and temptations facing a young fella like yourself. And you're the matador, armed with only a positive mental attitude. And the goings-on gets going on. Here I come, a snorting and a fussing. Here I come, here I come. Hey. Come on. All right, young fella, you want to play hardball? Let's go in. Here I come, fella. Show you an Americana. What's a daisy? Well, viva de Nueva York.
Thank you. Saturday lunch. I can have a piece of fruit, citrus, or 4 ounces of fish. I think I'll have the fruit. Sometimes with the fish, these guys go over, you know.
What do you have, buddy?
Two with sauerkraut and a yuchel.
Got it. Two with sauerkraut. Yuchel. What do you have, buddy?
Nothing. I'll just smell his.
I want a golden goose. Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way...
What?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
Oh, one of those.
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're going to have all those things when you get home.
No, now. I want a ball. I want a party. Pink macaroons and a million balloons and performing baboons and give it to me. Now. I want the world. I want the whole world. I want to lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. I want today. I want tomorrow. I want to wear 'em like braids in my hair. And I don't want to share 'em. I want a party with roomfuls of laughter. 10,000 tons of ice cream. And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream! I want the works, I want the whole works, presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes, and now, don't care how, I want it now. Don't care how, I want it now.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Who do you blame when your kid is a brat, pampered and spoiled like a Siamese cat? Blaming the kids is a lie and a shame. You know exactly who's to blame. The mother and the father. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not spoiled, then you will go far. You would live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa Loompa Dee Doo.
Here we go, Josh.
There is the chairman of the board, Mr. McMahon. It's now time to find out what the future holds for ECW.
I would like to proudly announce that in 3 weeks' time, ECW will be going off the air. I would like to thank all of the technicians, cameramen, directors, producers, everyone, certainly the superstars who made ECW the success that it truly was. I would also like to thank in advance everyone, especially all of you, who will be responsible for the success of bringing a new, innovative, never-before-seen program broadcast at the very same time here on Sci-Fi. This will be the next evolution of the WWE. This will be the next evolution of television history. Thank you very much.
Evil-hearted you always trap. your siren song, smiling, beguiling. You lead me on till all hope's gone, persuading, degrading. On my knees I try to please, but I love you just the same, and I want you to remain by my side, and you'll see just how much you mean to me.
Tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too. Okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch up. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Hey, you messed up some of my boys, Preach.
Nothing personal.
I hope you won't take it personal when we tell you to get the hell out of Carbon Canyon now.
Well, there's a lot of sinners hereabouts. You wouldn't want me to leave before I finish my work, would you?
Well, now, Preacher?
Part of it leastways. Thanks for stopping by, son.
Make it.
Eyes.
Why?
Well, the Lord certainly does work in mysterious ways.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy
sing
bass, Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy'll
sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
manifest God in heaven to make a man like Rambo.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things that'll make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
Okay, Colonel, now you got us all scared to death. What do you and the Special Forces think I ought to do about your psycho out there?
Let him go.
Do what?
For now. Defuse the whole situation. Defuse him. Provide a little gap and let him slip through it. Then put out a nationwide APB. In a couple of weeks, you'll pick him up in Seattle or someplace working in a car wash. There'll be no fight and nobody else will get hurt.
I do my own work. I don't figure the best way to do that is to close my eyes and then hope he gets picked up in Seattle.
Well, if you send your people in there after him, they'll get killed.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to do our duty just like our heroes in the Special Forces.
In Special Forces, we teach our people to stay alive in the line of duty.
No shit. I never thought of that.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Troutman! I don't know which side you're on, Troutman. I still think you came out here just to cover your ass. But if you're serious about taking Rambo out clean, follow me.
Move this out of the way. Come on now.
Baby.
We'll be right back. This is all I have right now. Please, this week, very bad business. Please take it now. I will pay the rest of it next week. Please. Thank you.
What do you want?
Pastrami sandwich. Do you have ham?
Yeah, you want ham?
Well, do you have corned beef?
Yeah, we got corned beef.
What about roast beef?
What have you been ordering in here every day for the last 10 years?
Pastrami.
You put... I had it all ready for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sandwich Man. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I'll give it to you. Franco hair product. That's what I was looking for.
You see what you're doing? They blame my job.
What?
Oh, I am unbelievable. This fault all yours.
Mine?
You acid, you cockle son of a dick, you go now. Leave me, go. You mother bitch.
But what about my Giuseppe Franco hair product?
Giuseppe Franco, I'm sticking your ass.
Oh, oh.
Leave me, go. You mother bitch, go.
Oh, yes. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Swear to the chair.
Please help me.
myself. Don't theorize, realize, colorize, gas, dance, dismiss, apologize. Don't spy, don't lie, don't try, don't try to tell, explain, start again. Don't drive, don't coax, don't cling, don't hoax, don't freak, freak, don't leap, don't speak. Don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest. Don't project, don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest. Don't struggle, don't jet, don't call, don't reach, don't wish, don't push, don't teach, don't reach. Don't buy, don't break, don't face, don't steal, don't pass, don't face, don't buy, don't feel. Don't rhyme, don't fantasize, don't rise, don't fail. Don't project, don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest. Don't project, don't connect, protect, don't expect, suggest.
Dr. Rayleigh, you've given your alarmist a bad name.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
This is true.
Proliferation of atomic devices, uncontrolled breeding habits, pollution of land, sea, and air, the rape of the environment. In this context, isn't it obvious that Chicken Little represents the same vision? And that Homo sapiens' motto, let's go shopping, is the cry of the true lunatic?
Dr. Rayleigh.
Hi.
Please, Dr. Rayleigh.
You're born to show me where the lion was. The bushes in the dark.
Let's go.